Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, when your best friend loses someone...
My dad's dead?
You drop everything and rush to his side, only to find yourself standing there with no idea what to do or say.
This is the toughest time in Marshall's life, and I feel absolutely useless. I mean, what can we do to help?
Well, don't look at me. This morning, Marshall said, I have to pee. And I said, don't worry, baby, I'll do it for you. Halfway through the pee, I'm like, this doesn't even make sense.
I've been to a couple funerals, so I know my role. I'm vice girl. Whatever Marshall needs to get through this day, I got it right here.
Whoa. Cigarettes, alcohol. Are these firecrackers? Oh my God, Robin, you somehow crammed Tijuana into a purse.
That'd be cool, nerds. Marshall's mom hasn't eaten, slept, or sat down since we got here. Wait, that can be my role. I'll take care of Judy.
Yeah, but doesn't Marshall's mom hate you, the fact that you two aren't very close?
Sweet save.
Okay, yes, Judy and I aren't besties, but today, whatever she needs, I'm there. I'm on Judy duty.
Judy duty.
She said duty.
Really, guys? At a funeral?
Okay, while not all of us possess your lofty sense of decorum, drug dealer from an 80s after-school special, we have to laugh today, and it's healthy.
Wait a minute. Today, we are gonna make Marshall laugh.
How?
Ted, what's the one thing that always cracks him up?
Internet footage of a guy getting hit
Internet
in the nuts.
Internet footage of a guy getting hit in the nuts, exactly. So we are gonna get our bro a 4-star NAD rattler. You search knees, feet, banisters, fire hydrants, and diving boards, and I'll cover bats, rackets, hockey sticks, golf clubs, and riding crops.
What about animals?
Claws, paws, talons, hooves, beaks, and clenched monkey fists. We can do this.
Hey, sorry, I left my charger back in New York, so my phone's out of juice. Does anyone have a...
Outlet or USB?
Outlet. Thank you.
Oh. Oh, you really do have everything in there, don't you?
You're like Mary Poppins if her magic purse was also filled with drugs.
If? Ted, the kids in that movie jumped into a painting and spent 15 minutes chasing a cartoon fox. Spoonful of sugar? Grow up.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Judy.
Thank you, Reverend. We're so happy that you're going to lead the services today.
Unfortunately, I can't. My daughter in Chicago just went into labor. But I'm leaving you in the capable hands of my second-in-command, my son.
Your son?
Oh, you remember Trey. I'll go grab him.
Guys, Trey Platt terrorized me growing up. He was the toughest bully in school.
Sup, Marshall.
Hello, Trey.
Long time.
I was not aware that you had become a reverend.
Yeah, well, your lunch money finally ran out.
Kidding.
Marshall Erickson, you could use a laugh.
Yeah. This video is entitled, Little League Coach Gets Hit in the Nuts by a Foul Ball and Then Vomits in a Garbage Can. I don't want to give anything away. Let's just watch.
Marshall fails to crack a smile.
See, because he got hit.
You're right in the nuts.
And then
the fat kid just keeps
runs away.
Run away.
Trey Platt. I can't believe my father's funeral service is being led by Trey, the noogie machine Platt.
That guy gave you noogies? What, did he carry a stepladder?
He made me carry it.
So my dad asked these questions to help create a theme for the service or whatever. Question one, what were your last words with the deceased? Lame. Question two.
Wait. My last words with Marvin were lovely. I've been thinking about them a lot.
Me too. We went for a hike in the snow and had this amazing talk.
My last day with Pop, he taught my son how to skate.
Well, this is clearly yielding nothing. Thanks, Dad. Guess I'll have to fill the time with some jokes. Again.
Last words seems like a good theme. Marshall, do you remember the last thing your father said to you? Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Mom.
Son, there's something I want to say before I leave.
Yeah, Dad?
Could I snag that extra pork chop for the flight?
I'm gonna make a sandwich with that, Dad. Dad, don't they have food on the plane?
Yeah, but plane food is ass.
Plain food is ass. Those are the last words my father will ever say to me. Right after I denied the man a pork chop. Oh, God.
Robin hands Marshall a hip flask.
Wait! I'm wrong. That wasn't it. They couldn't find a cab.
Hey!
So my dad called up from the street.
Marshall! It looks like rain out here. I couldn't find an umbrella in your closet. You know who probably has an umbrella!
And then, well, see, my dad grew up in a small town in another generation, so sometimes, totally well-meaningly, he'd say stuff like,
"The Koreans across the hall! And the Koreans are a trustworthy and generous people!
Dad?
I bet you one of the Koreans has an umbrella! Heck, they're Koreans!"
My dad's last words to me were a string of odd racial stereotypes.
But all that stuff was really nice.
Yeah, it's positive racism.
This is worse than the pork chop.
This next clip is entitled "Guy Playing Bagpipes Gets Hit in the Nuts by Low-Flying Seagull." Let's see what happens. Let's take it.
Here he comes.
Marshall's still not smiling.
He gets hit right in the nuts.
And then
the fat kid just his loose
swim shorts
fall right off.
Oh, wait. I'm wrong. That wasn't it. They couldn't find a cab, so I went down there.
Hey. You were right. The Kangs did, in fact, have an umbrella.
Of course they did.
Bye, sweetie. Mwah.
Hey, son. I just want to leave you with a little advice. Rent Crocodile Dundee 3. I caught it on the cable last night. It totally holds up.
Crocodile Dundee 3 is the second best of the Croc trilogy, so maybe I can live with that. Oh, sorry, my phone's charged.
I hear you're a woman who can get things.
I've been known to locate certain objects from time to time.
I need vodka and dirty playing cards.
I gotcha.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I have a voicemail from my dad.
You have a voicemail from your dad? How?
My phone's been out of juice, so he must have called me the day that he,
Baby, are you okay?
I hold in my hand the last words my father will ever say to me. I'm gonna hit play.
What's wrong?
What if it's worse than Crocodile Dundee 3? I can't do this. I can't. My mom is about to collapse.
No, baby, I got it. Let me. You should listen to it. Just don't put too much pressure on it.
She's right. I mean, this idea that someone's last words have to be profound and meaningful, I mean, who can live up to that?
Exactly. All those famous last words people supposedly said, they're all made up. Like that patriotic dude, Nathan Hale from third grade history.
My only regret is I have but one life to lose for my country.
You know what his real last words were?
I'm peeing my pants!
True story.
The point is, last words are overrated.
Look, just think of it this way. You get to hear your dad's voice one last time.
I should go listen to this. Alone. Okay, I'll be right back.
A woman approaches Robin.
Hey. So, I heard you might have...
You heard right.
I'm getting a reputation. So what you need, Mama?
Guys, listen to what just happened. Judy, do you need a break? I'm happy to cook for a while.
You think your snobby New York cooking is better than mine? Admit it! Well, go ahead, Lily. Why don't you just whip up a batch of your fancy tofu sushi bagels and choke on them!
Whoa. Are you okay?
Listen.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
Judy's finally sleeping, and it's all because of me. Guys, I have a role. I'm Judy's bitch. Yeah!
Cool. But this day is tough on you, too. You sure you can absorb all that?
Yeah. Robin gave me a little orange pill from her purse. I don't know what's in it, but things are flowing pretty smooth right now.
Okay, it's
Stay hydrated.
Hey. So? I couldn't listen to it. Guys, this is hard.
You know, baby, but you'll always wonder if you don't. Your dad loved you. It almost doesn't matter what he said.
It doesn't matter.
Guys, what if, God forbid, all of your dads died right now? What would their last words to you have been? Seriously.
I know mine. When I was in Cleveland last month, went to visit my dad at his post-divorce bachelor pad.
Been fun broing out with you tonight, T-Dog.
Yeah. So glad we can talk about our sex lives now. That's totally an improvement.
I hooked up with a younger woman the other week. Donna Bromstead.
A prom date?
How far'd you get, T-Dog?
I have to go.
To Ted.
How would you like those to be your father's last words?
Oh, they might be. Donna Bromstead's husband is a cop.
Robin hands Ted the hip flask.
Lawyered. Lily?
Hello?
Lily, it's Dad. Listen, I'm sort of in jail for not paying taxes for the last 25 years, but bright side, I thought of a great new board game, Tax Evasion, ages 6 to 10, which is ironically what I might be looking at. Anyway, Pumpkin, I need $15,000.
Fooled ya! Leave a message after the beep. We'll get back to you. Beep!
Lily swigging from the hip flask.
Lawyered. Robin?
And so, despite the endless disappointment you've caused me, I pray that this will finally be the year that you achieve something of actual significance. I'd love to stop lying to my friends about you being in a coma. Anyway, point is, happy birthday, RJ.
Wow.
That's awful. Nope, here's the awful part. You remember my birthday!
Lawyered. Now, can we all just admit that last words are, in fact, a big deal?
Yes.
Man, I always thought I had it rough not really knowing my dad, but now I realize at least I'll never have to suffer like this. Our next video is called German Shepherd Activates Tennis Ball Cannon While Fat Kid Sips Energy Drink.
Barney, please, and Barney, no more videos, okay? I just need a minute.
Okay. Okay, who is responsible for this? Who got Cousin Daphne drunk? She is 15 years old.
Whoa, they're growing big out here.
And here's your phone number back.
Judy, I did it.
What possible excuse could you have for this?
I'm from New York. We think getting minors drunk is funny.
There's nothing funny about getting minors drunk. You should be ashamed, Lily. Ashamed!
She tucks into a nearby salad.
Mm. Oh, quite so tasty.
That salad's the first food she's eaten in 2 days. Sure, it's mostly cheese, mayonnaise, and jelly beans, but it counts.
Well, at least someone's helping. We even made Marshall laugh once.
Yeah. Showing videos of guys getting hit in the nuts wasn't gonna do anything. That was just stupid. What we need to do is hit each other in the nuts.
Yes! Nothing beats the immediacy of live theater.
But which one of us is gonna take the hit?
Hey, Marshall.
Mm. Oh! So that's it. No discussion.
I'm not gonna listen. Rent, Crocodile, Dundee 3 are the last words that my father will ever say to me. And I think I can live with that.
And Marshall really did think he could live with that. That is until later, at the memorial service.
My last talk with Marvin was so lovely.
The stories his mother and brothers told were so perfect.
Then he picked my crying son up off the ice. He gave him a hug and said, "Champ, it doesn't matter if you fall down once in a while."
And as we hiked, a little deer appeared on the path. She hopped over to Dad and started eating right out of his hand.
And then he kissed me, and he said,
"I will always be proud of you. Life is such a gift."
You know something, gorgeous?
I'm the luckiest man alive.
Lame.
These stories suck.
It doesn't hold a candle to your Crocodile Dundee thing.
Reminded me to slow down.
You're up next, baby.
I just need some air.
The others follow Marshall outside.
Baby, are you okay?
I have to listen to it.
Marshall dials voicemail, then listens while the others wait expectantly. Then he hangs up and turns to them, looking pained.
It's a pocket dial. It's nothing.
The others are stunned. Downcast, Marshall walks off.
Okay, so it's a pocket dial. You have so many great memories with your dad. Who cares about the last one?
Yeah, she's right. That was
hilarious. You guys don't get it, okay? None of you do. My dad was my hero. And he was my teacher. And he was my best friend. He always came through for me. And now he's just gone. And what am I left with? Thanks a lot, God. Thank you. You took my father, the greatest man that I have ever known, and you whipped him off this earth way too young. And he'll never get to meet our kids, Lily. But we got this voicemail. Thank you so much for the voicemail. It's a great comfort. Because whenever I'm starting to feel lonely or sad or you know what, or maybe a little bit cheated, at least I got the sound of his pocket to console me.
Marshall.
How is this fair? You got like an entire human life that just ends for no reason. And what are we left with?
Marshall? Oh, looks like I've been calling you for almost 5 minutes. How's my pocket sound? Oh, sorry about that, buddy. Anyway, your mom and I had such a great time seeing you. I love you.
Lily smiles through her tears.
Looks like your dad came through one last time.
Marshall hugs Lily, and the others draw close in their support for their friend.
I love you. My father's last words to me are, I love you.
Ooh, and let me know if you find my foot cream. That fungus thing is acting up again.
Marshall stares at his phone.
I love you. My father's last words to me are, I love you.
Yes, they were. So
we heard it.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hi, Pa.
So Marshall finally got up to speak. Funny thing, though.
And then my father said the last words that he'll ever say to me. Rent, Crocodile Dundee 3. I caught it on the cable last night, and it totally holds up.
He decided to keep Marvin's real last words just for himself.
To be honest, it was a lot.
Thanks.
Like
for what? I know what you've been doing today, and I really needed it.
That was my fault. Anytime.
That dress makes you look like a Kansas City whore. Sorry, dear. Last one.
Later that day.
Oh, man. I should have rented Crocodile Dundee 3.
Okay, seriously, how are you doing that?
Thanks. I'll be right back.
Marshall puts down the DVD.
If I don't come back, well then, these are my last words to you all. I really, really, really love you guys. Now I'm gonna go drop a deuce.
Oh, no.
Last words. It's a lot of pressure, kids. It gets you thinking.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mom.
I'm ready to meet my dad.